This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, another majlis of us seeking beneficial knowledge bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Our Rasul Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, talabul ilmi فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our current series going through the Medina Arabic syllabus, walhamdulillah. And we've completed book 1, mashallah, tabarakallah. Our current studies, book 2, volume 2, walhamdulillah. In this majlis, we will be going through lesson number 18, inshallah. We will complete lesson 18, inshallah. But before that, a little bit of revision, inshallah, with regards to lesson number 17. What did we learn in lesson number 17? Remember, we are currently almost every lesson dealing with present tense verbs. Fi'l mudari' walhamdulillah. And so we saw in our previous majlis that sometimes the fi'l mudari', it is mansub. It takes the fatha. It's in that form. How? When? When, for example, there's an an before it, or there's the lam of reason before it. Example, uridu an adhaba ila al-masjidi. I want to go to the masjid. Uridu an adhaba. Uridu an adhaba. Uridu an adhaba ila al-masjidi. Uridu an ajlisa huna. I want to sit here. So those are examples of the an coming before the fi'l mudari' and making it take a fatha. Walhamdulillah. As for the lamb of reason, example, أَدْرُسُ اللُّغَةَ الْعَرَبِيَّةَ. I am studying the Arabic language. لِأَفْهَمَ الْقُرْآنَ. لِأَفْهَمَ, the lamb of reason. لِأَفْهَمَ, لِأَفْهَمَ الْقُرْآنَ الْكَرِيمَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. We also learnt the word يُمْكِنُ. يُمْكِنُ means it is possible. We learnt about مُنْذُ. مُنْذُ means since. مُنْذُ أُسْبُوعٍ. مُنْذُ يَوْمٍ, since a day. مُنْذُ أُسْبُوعٍ, since a month. Since a week. مُنْذُ شَهْرٍ, since a month. We also learnt, we say دَخَلَ مُحَمَّدٌ. But as for Fatima, we say دَخَلَتْ فَاطِمَةُ. دَخَلَتْ فَاطِمَةُ. Walhamdulillah. We say يَدْرُسُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And we say تَدْرُسُ فَاطِمَةُ. يَدْرُسُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ is studying. And we say تَدْرُسُ فَاطِمَةُ. Walhamdulillah. As for example, سَيَّارَ. سَيَّارَ, this is a car. It is not human being. It's not feminine human being. Nor is it animal. Then, in this case here, you can use a masculine or a feminine verb. Example, خرج السيارة. خرج السيارة. خرج السيارة. Generally, we would have said خرجت السيارة. خرجت السيارة. But because سيارة is not a human being, not an animal, then we can use a masculine or a feminine verb at the beginning. And so you could say خرج السيارة. You can say خرجت السيارة. والحمد لله. أرجو means I request. And سمح يسمح means to permit. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمت الله. The recording of that majlis, of that lesson, is available on Muslim Central. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمت الله. بإذن الله تعالى. We now move on to the next lesson, inshallah, and that is lesson number 18, الثامنة عشرة. والحمد لله. What will we learn in this lesson here? While we're still discussing the fi'l mudari' present tense verbs, we learned previously an adhaba, an yadhaba, an yajlisa. So we only learned one. But what about the other fi'l mudari's? What about the other ones? And we have an an before it. How do I change them? Well, for example, yadhabu becomes an yadhaba. Tadhhabu becomes an tadhhaba. Adhhabu, I am going, becomes an adhhaba. Nadhhabu, we are going, becomes an nadhhaba. Anti tadhhabina, here we drop the noon. Anti tadhhabina becomes an tadhhabi. Antum tadhhabuna becomes an tadhhabu. Hum yadhhabuna becomes hum yadhhabu. Hum yadhhabu. Hum an yadhhabu. An yadhhabu. An yadhhabu. Excellent. So the first four that we mentioned, what happens is the fi'l mudari' takes a fatha quite simply, walhamdulillah. Whereas the last three, what happens is we drop the noon. There's the loss of the noon. So quickly, an yadhhaba, an tadhhaba, an adhhaba, an nadhhaba. An tadhhabi, an tadhhabu, an yadhhabu. And we will discuss them in detail, biiznillahi ta'ala. There's only two that's left out and they remain the same. There's no change in them. An yadhhabna and an tadhhabna. An yadhhabna and an tadhhabna. Walhamdulillah. We will also learn in this lesson the kaf of similarity, the kaf which means like. It is a harf of jar, and so technically the word after it will take a kasra. Example, sa'ati kasa'atika. My watch is like your watch. Kasa'atika, kasa'atika. My watch is like your watch. Hadha al-baytu kal-masjidi. This house is like a masjid. Hadha al-baytu kal-masjidi is like a masjid. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ, like the example of a donkey. Allahu musta'an. We will also learn about kullu, kullu which means all, used for emphasis. Example, حَضَرَ الطُّلَّابُ كُلُّهُمْ. The students attended, all of them. The students are present, all of them. قَرَأْتُ الْكِتَابَ كُلَّهُ. I read the book. The entire book, it's in its entirety, used for emphasis. You could have just said, قَرَأْتُ الْكِتَابَ, I read the book. But when you say, كُلَّهُ, the entire book. بَحَثْتُ عَنْهُ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ كُلِّهَا. I searched for him in the madrasa. You could have stopped. But you said, بَحَثْتُ عَنْهُ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ كُلِّهَا. I searched for him in the school everywhere. Everywhere indicating emphasis. We already learned, if we have a name like Bilalun, you add a ya in front, ya Bilalu. You have a name like Muhammadun, add a ya in front, ya Muhammadu. Excellent. But what if our noun has an alif and lam? Has an alif and lam. Can you say, example, an-nasu, ya nasu, ya an-nasu, ya an-nasu. So technically that's wrong. Why? Because remember that using the ya is already defining the word. And now you have an alif and lam on it and it's already defined. So we are like double defining it. So what happens here is we need to bring in the middle ayyuha. So for example, ya, and then we want to join it with annasu. We put in the middle ya ayyuhannasu. Ya ayyuhannasu. Ya الرجل يا أيها الرجل يا أيها الرجل والحمد لله. Then there's هيا بنا. هيا بنا means come along. This is what we call an اسم الفعل. It's a noun but it has the force of a verb. هيا بنا آهن آهن. What's this? أفن آمين. These are all examples of اسم الفعل. They are nouns, but they have the force of a verb, inshallah. And lastly, in this lesson, we will come across an example where كتاب التاريخ هذا. كتاب التاريخ هذا. This book of history.
Another example, قلم الرصاص هذا, this pencil. There's a difference between this and what we learned. Example, هذا قلم الرصاص, هذا قلم الرصاص. This is a pencil. I don't want to say this is a pencil. I want to say this pencil. قلم الرصاص هذا, قلم الرصاص هذا. As we will see in the passage بإذن الله تعالى, let us begin the passage inshallah. So الدرس الثامن عشر, we hope you have your books open in front of you, we hope you have your iPad or whatever if you don't have the book inshallah. حامد لزوجته, حامد is speaking to who? Speaking to his زوجه, speaking to his spouse, to his wife. أين تريدين, where do you want? أن تذهبي, أين تريدين أن تذهبي. Originally it's تذهبين, originally it's تذهبين, because we have the أن before it, we drop the نون. أين تريدين أن تذهبي بعد صلاة العصر, where do you want to go after صلاة العصر. Again, أين تريدين أن تذهبي بعد صلاة العصر, أين تريدين أن تذهبي بعد صلاة العصر, where do you want to go after the صلاة العصر. She says, آمنة, آمنة is her name, she says, أريد أن أزور, I want to visit جارتنا, our neighbor, جيران, جار is neighbor, جارتنا, our neighbor, أريد أن أزور جارتنا, التي زارتني أمسي, التي who زارتني visited me أمسي, أريد أن أزور, I want to visit, جارتنا, جارتنا, our neighbor, female neighbor, التي who زارتني visited me أمسي, I want to visit our female neighbor who visited me yesterday. أيمكنك, is it possible for you, أيمكنك أن ترجعي, أيمكنك, أيمكنك أن ترجعي, أيمكنك أن ترجعي, is it possible for you to return, أن ترجعي, أن ترجعي, ترجعين becomes أن ترجعي, we drop the noon, أيمكنك أن ترجعي قبل صلاة المغرب, is it possible for you to return before صلاة المغرب. يمكن إن شاء الله, that's possible, possible إن شاء الله. Then Hamid says, أرجو أن تغسلي قميص الأبيض, أرجو أن تغسلي, I request that you wash, أرجو أن تغسلي, أرجو أن تغسلي, I request that you wash قميصي, قميصي الأبيض, my white shirt, بعد رجوعك, after your return, من عند الجارة, من عند الجارة, after your return from the neighbor, أرجو أن تغسلي قميصي الأبيض بعد رجوعك من عند الجارة, I request that you wash the white shirt after your return from the neighbor. سأغسله, سأغسله, I will wash it, وأكويه, and I will iron it, إن شاء الله, والحمد لله. أين تريدون أن تذهبوا الآن يا أبنائي, where do you people want to go now, oh my sons, أين تريدون أن تذهبوا, أن تذهبوا, we drop the noon, originally it's تذهبون, أين تريدون أن تذهبوا الآن يا أبنائي, where do you people want to go now, oh my sons, نذهب الآن إلى المسجد, ما شاء الله, we are going now to the masjid, وبعد الصلاة نريد أن نذهب, and after the prayer we want to go, إلى السوق, to the marketplace, لنشتري أقلاما, لنشتري, the lamb of reason, لنشتري, to buy, أقلاما, what do you want to buy, أقلاما, pens, ودفاتر, and notebooks, ومساطر, and مسطرة, and rulers. أين زملاؤكم, where's your people's colleagues, ما جاءوا اليوم لزيارتكم, they did not come today to visit you people, كعادتهم كل أسبوع, like is their habit every week, ما جاءوا اليوم, they have not come today, ما جاءوا, they've not come اليوم today, لزيارتكم, to visit you people, كعادتهم, like is their habit, the calf of like. Like is their habit, kulla usbu'in, every week. Like is their habit every week. The abna, the son, say, أرادوا أن يذهبوا اليوم إلى المتحف. They wanted to go today to the museum. أرادوا, they wanted, أن يذهبوا, to go, اليوم, today, إلى المتحف, to the museum. يا بناتي, oh my daughters, أنا الآن أذهب إلى المستشفى. I am now going to the hospital. لعيادة سلمى, to visit سلمى. I'm now going to the hospital. لعيادة, لعيادة, لعيادة. Technically, لعيادة means لزيارتي. But when you are visiting the sick, we don't say I'm making ziyara of the sick. We say rather I'm making iyada of the sick. لِزِيَارَةِ سَلْمَى, to visit سَلْمَى. أَتُرِدْنَا, أَتُرِدْنَا أَن تَذْهَبْنَا مَعِي. Do you people want to come with me? أَتُرِدْنَا, do you people want? أَن تَذْهَبْنَا, أَن تَذْهَبْنَا مَعِي. Do you people want to come with me? So the Hamid asks his daughters that, and the Banat, they say na'am, you know, they want to. Mada turidna an ta'khudna laha, mada turidna, what do you people want to take? An ta'khudna laha, what do you people want to take for her? Nuridu an na'khudha, we want to take, ma'ana, with us, ulbat al-halwa hadhihi, we want to take this bottle of halwa, this bottle of sweets. Inna Salma tuhibbu hadhihi al-halwa kathiran. Salwa likes this these sweets a lot. Again, nuridu an na'khudha, nuridu an na'khudha, we want to take, ma'ana, with us, ulbat al-halwa. What's the object you want to take? Ulbat al-halwa, we want to take a container or a bottle of sweets, hadihi, of this sweets. We want to take this bottle of sweets. Inna Salma tuhibbu hadihi al-halwa kathiran. Salma likes these sweets a lot. Aturidna an ta'khudna shay'an akhara. Do you people want to take anything else? Nuridu an na'khudha hadihi al-majallata. We want to take these magazines. We want to take this magazine, وهذا الكتاب, and this book, وهذه الملابس, and these clothes. هذه الملابس, why? Because ملابس, non-rational plural, treated as singular, feminine. أرجو ألا تأخذنا هذه الأشياء كلها. I request that you do people do not take all of these things. فإن المستشفى, for indeed the hospital, for verily the hospital, لا يسمح بدخول أشياء كثيرة. Because the hospital does not allow to enter with many matters, many things. فإن المستشفى لا يسمح, because the hospital does not permit, بدخول أشياء كثيرة, does not allow entry of many matters. أشياء كثيرة, أشياء كثيرة, أشياء كثيرة, بدخول أشياء كثيرة. جيد, بدخول أشياء كثيرة, or is it كثيرة؟ جيد, بدخول أشياء. أشياء is a diptote, if my memory serves me correct. So that's why it is allergic from taking a kasra. And كثيرة is a نعت, is a describing word. And there's no reason it cannot take the kasra. So I think it is, لا يسمح بدخول أشياء كثيرة. لا يسمح بدخول أشياء كثيرة. أين خديجة وعائشة وأم كلثوم؟ Where's خديجة, عائشة, and أم كلثوم؟ أتريدنا أن يذهبنا معنا؟ Do they want to come with us? أتريدنا, do they want, أن يذهبنا, to go, معنا, with us. And then one of the بنات, one of the daughters, إحدى البنات, لا أدري أينهن. لا أدري أينهن, I don't know. لا أدري أينهن, لا أدري أينهن, I don't know where they are. أظن أنهن, I think, I suspect that they, ما رجعن من المدرسة, that they have not returned from school, that they have not returned from school. هيا بنا يا بنات, هيا بنا يا بنات, come along, Let us go, O daughters. Walhamdulillah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, on your own, you are requested to read through this passage at least two more times. At least two more times, so you are familiar with the words and the concepts, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We move on to tamareen, the exercises. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. ماذا يريد الأبناء أن يشتروا من السوق؟ ماذا يريد الأبناء؟ What do the sons want? أن يشتروا من السوق. What do the sons want to buy from the souk, from the marketplace? يريدون أن يشتروا. يريدون أن يشتروا من السوق. They want to buy from the marketplace أقلاما ودفاتر ومساطر. والحمد لله. They want to buy from the marketplace pens, notebooks and rulers. Number two. ماذا تريد البنات أن يأخذن لسلمى؟ What do the daughters want to take for سلمى؟ يريدن. يريدنا, they want. يريدنا أن يأخذنا. يريدنا أن يأخذنا. يريدنا أن يأخذنا. They want to take علبة حلوى لسلمى. علبة حلوى لسلمى. They want to take an علبة of حلوى. They want to take a bottle of sweets for سلمى. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. Exercise number two. صحيح ما يلي. Correct the following sentences. They say, آمنة بنت حامد. آمنة is the daughter of حامد. No. آمنة زوجة حامد. آمنة زوجة حامد. آمنة is the wife of حامد. Number two. تريد آمنة أن تزور أختها. آمنة wants to visit her sister. تريد آمنة أن تزور أختها. She wants to visit her sister. لا, incorrect. تريد آمنة أن تزور جارتها. She wants to visit her neighbor, not her sister. تريد آمنة أن تزور أختها. أختها. والحمد لله. قال حامد لزوجته. Hamid says to his wife, اغسلي منديلي الأزرق. Wash my blue handkerchief. No. قال حامد لزوجته اغسلي قميصي الأبيض. Wash my white shirt. قال حامد. Number four. يريد الأبناء أن يذهبوا إلى السوق قبل الصلاة. The sons, they want to go to the marketplace before صلاة. Incorrect. يريد الأبناء أن يذهبوا إلى السوق بعد الصلاة. بعد الصلاة. After الصلاة. أراد زملاء الأبناء أن يذهبوا إلى حديقة الحيوانات. That the colleagues of the sons, they want to go to the zoo. حديقة, the garden of حيوانات, of animals, meaning the zoo. That's incorrect. يريد أراد زملاء الأبناء wants the colleagues of the sons' colleagues, they want أن يذهبوا إلى المتحف. أن يذهبوا إلى المتحف. They want to go to the museum, not the zoo. And then the last one, يريد حامد أن يذهب إلى المستشفى مع زوجته. Hamid wants to go to the hospital with his wife. No, incorrect. يريد حامد أن يذهب إلى المستشفى مع بناته, with his daughters. مع بناته, with his daughters. مع بناته. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. With that, we have covered exercises 1 and 2, inshallah. والحمد لله. And the first one, we went through the comprehension questions. Second one, we corrected that which was incorrect. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. We now move on, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, to exercise number 3. يَسْأَلُ الْمُدَرِّسُ كُلًّا مِنَ الطُّلَّابِ هَذَا السُّؤَالِ. The teacher asks all of the students this question. ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟ What do these students want? ويجيب الطالب ويقول, and the student responds, هؤلاء يريدون, and then blank. These, they want such and such. And then they gave us many options there. They say, يذهبون إلى الملعب. يسكنون في مهاجع الجامعة يجلسون في الصف الأول يرجعون etc. Now obviously if we are putting an an before that, we are going to drop the noon. So let's see. The first one. هؤلاء يريدون أن يذهبوا إلى الملعب. These, they want to go to the playground. هؤلاء يريدون أن يسكنوا في مهاجع الجامعة. These, they want to live in the dormitory of the university. هؤلاء يريدون أن يجلسوا في الصف الأول. These, they want to sit in the صف الأول, in the front صف. هؤلاء يريدون أن يرجعوا إلى مهاجع إلى المهاجع بعد الحصة الثانية. These, they want to go back to the dormitory after the first period. يريدون أن يرجعوا إلى المهاجع بعد الحصة الثانية. Number five. هؤلاء يريدون أن يفتحوا النوافذ. These, they want to open up the window. هؤلاء يريدون أن يأخذوا هذه المجلة إلى بيوتهم. These, they want to take the magazine to their houses. أن يأخذوا هذه المجلة. هذه المجلة إلى بيوتهم. They want to take this magazine to their homes. هؤلاء يريدون أن يغسلوا وجوههم. These, they want to wash their faces. هؤلاء يريدون أن يضربوني. الله المستعان. هؤلاء يريدون أن يضربوني. يضربوني meaning they want to hit me. هؤلاء يريدون أن يضربوني. They want to hit me. هؤلاء يريدون أن يقرأوا القرآن. These, they want to read the noble Quran. ما شاء الله. هؤلاء يريدون أن يدخلوا المكتبة. These, they want to enter into the library. هؤلاء يريدون أن يقولوا لك شيئا. These, they want to say something to you. They want to say something to you. هؤلاء يريدون أن يقولوا لك شيئا. لك شيئا. Originally it was يقولون, but because we have the أن before it, we drop the نون. So it becomes أن يقولوا لك شيئا. هؤلاء يريدون أن يسألوك سؤالا. These, they want to ask you a question. هؤلاء يريدون أن يأكلوا. These, they want to eat. هؤلاء يريدون أن يشربوا القهوة. These, they want to drink coffee. هؤلاء يريدون أن يزوروا المديرة. These, they want to visit. They want to visit the principal. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. تأمل ما يلي. The author states, تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. These are important. هو يذهب. هو يريد أن يذهب. Look at the change. هو يذهب. He is going. هو يريد أن يذهب. This is obviously the third person. We're talking about someone. هو يذهب. هو يريد أن يذهب. هي تذهب. She is going. هي تريد أن تذهب. هي تريد أن تذهب. أنت تذهب. You are going. أنت تريد أن تذهب. أنت تريد أن تذهب. أنا أذهب. I am going. أنا أريد أن أذهب. I want to go. نحن نذهب. We are going. نحن نريد أن نذهب. We want to go. That was all third person. Let's now move on to the some of them were third person. For example, هو يذهب, هي تذهب, those were third person. Then أنت تذهب, that is second person. أنا أذهب, and نحن نذهب, first person. But هم يذهبون, they are going. هم يريدون أن يذهبوا. We drop the noon. هم يريدون أن يذهبوا. أنتم تذهبون. You people are going. أنتم تريدون أن تذهبوا. You people want to go. Drop the noon again. Anti tadhabina, you are going, ya Fatima. You are going, O Fatima. Anti turidina an tadhabi. Anti turidina an tadhabi. You want to go. Excellent. And then two options, two that do not change. They do not change. Here, hunna yadhabna. Hunna yadhabna. Group of females are going. Hunna yuridna an yadhabna. They want to go. Antunna tadhabna, you people are going, group of females. Antunna turidna an tadhabna, you people want to go. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, no doubt, not all of these concepts would be super clear in your mind. Would practice, these matters become easy, inshallah. Many of us, when we were starting off book 1, lesson 1, lesson 5, lesson 7, lesson 17, you know, we felt it difficult. But now, subhanAllah, those lessons are a piece of cake for us. ضعف الأماكن الخالية الفعل يذهب مسندا إلى الضمائر المناسبة. Basically, fill in the blanks with the appropriate form of the fi'il mudari', of the appropriate form of the present tense verb, and the various forms of يذهب. Let's see. يريد الطلاب, so we're talking about a group of students. يريد الطلاب أن يذهبوا إلى المتحف. The students, they want to go to the museum غدا. يا أسامة أتريد أن something إلى مكتب البريد لتأخذ البرقية. يا أسامة أتريد أن تذهب, do you want to go? أتريد أن تذهب إلى مكتب البريد, do you want to go to the post office? لتأخذ, to take البرقية, to pick up the برقية, the telegram. Number 3, أنا أريد أن, what? أنا أريد أن something إلى بلدي في عطلة الصيف. I want to something my country during the summer holiday. أنا أريد أن أذهب. أنا أريد أن أذهب إلى بلدي في عطلة الصيف. I want to go to my country during the summer holiday. والحمد لله. يريد عمي أن يذهب إلى جدة ليشتري سيارة. يريد عمي أن يذهب إلى جدة. My uncle wants to go to Jeddah. ليشتري سيارة, to buy a car. Number 5. أين تريدنا أن something بعد الدرس يا أخواتو. أين تريدنا أن تذهبنا بعد الدرس يا أخواتو. After the lesson, O sisters. Number 6. نحن نريد أن نذهب إلى باكستان, to Pakistan, في الأسبوع المقبل, in the coming week, in the following week. The next one. أخواتي يريدنا, my sisters. أخواتي يريدنا, my sisters want. أن, أخواتي يريدنا أن something إلى المكتبة هذا المساء. أخواتي يريدنا أن يذهبنا. أخواتي يريدنا أن يذهبنا إلى المكتبة هذا المساء. My sisters, they want to go to the library this evening. أمي تريد أن تذهب. My mother wants to go إلى الصيدلية لتشتري دواء. My mother wants to go to the pharmacy to purchase medication. Number 9. متى تريدين أن تذهبي إلى المستشفى للعيادة الخالة يا أم كلثوم.
So he's speaking to one woman.
متى تريدين أن تذهبي.
We drop the noon. متى تريدين أن تذهبي. When do you want to go? Where? إلى المستشفى
لعيادة الخالة.
To visit the aunt.
يا أم كلثوم.
Oh, the mother of كلثوم. And lastly, number 10. يا إخوانو
أتريدون أن تذهبوا إلى حديقة الحيوانات اليوم؟ أو sons, يا إخوانو, أو brothers, do you people want to go to the animal? Do you people want to go to the zoo today? أتريدون أن تذهبوا إلى حديقة الحيوانات؟ Do you people want to go to the zoo اليوم today؟ والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we move on to exercise number 6 inshallah, and we will soon be done with lesson number 18, والحمد لله. أكمل كل من الجمل الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب. Fill in the appropriate present tense verb. خرج الطلاب من الفصول. خرج الطلاب من الفصول. The students exited from the classroom. Why? ليعرفوا سبب الضوضاء. To get to know what's the reason of the noise. The reason of the disturbance. من أي إذاعة تريدون؟ From which radio station do you people want? أن تسمعوا الأخبار يا إخوانو. أن تسمعوا, to listen, الأخبار يا إخوانو. From which station do you people want to listen to the news يا إخوانو؟ يا زينب أو زينب, أيمكنك, is it possible for you, أن تكتبي هذا العنوان باللغة الفرنسية؟ أو زينب, is it possible for you to write down the address in the French language? Is it possible for you to write it down in French? Again, أيمكنك أن تكتبي هذا العنوان. Is it possible for you to write down this address باللغة الفرنسية in French? خرجت الطالبات, exited the female students. الجدد, the new female students. ليذهبنا إلى المديرة. ليذهبنا إلى المديرة, to visit the principal. Number 5, جاء هؤلاء الطلاب, these students have come, إلى الجامعة الإسلامية, to the University of جامعة الإسلامية, the Islamic University, من بلاد مختلفة, from different countries, ليدرسوا, to study, اللغة العربية والقرآن والحديث والفقه والتوحيد. ما شاء الله. Again, جاء هؤلاء الطلاب إلى الجامعة. جاء هؤلاء الطلاب, these students have come, where, إلى الجامعة الإسلامية, to the Islamic University, من بلاد مختلفة, from different countries. Why? ليدرسوا, to study, اللغة العربية والقرآن الكريم والحديث والفقه والتوحيد. Excellent. Number 6, أتريدنا أن تشربنا, do you want to drink, أتريدنا أن تشربنا القهوة يا بنات, do you people want to drink coffee, oh daughters? يا أيها الإخوان, أو brothers, لا تخرجوا من الفصل, do not exit the classroom, قبل أن يخرج المدرس, before the leaving of the teacher, أخرجوا بعد أن يخرج, exit after he leaves, أخرجوا, exit all of you, بعد أن يخرج, after he exits, ودخلوا الفصل, and enter the classroom, قبل أن يدخل, before he enters. ما شاء الله. جيد. قبل أن يدخل. أخرجوا بعد أن يخرج. You people should leave the classroom after this teacher leaves the classroom, and you should enter before the teacher enters the classroom. قبل أن يدخل. Last one, أنت خرجت من الفصل, you left from the classroom, لتشتري something, الماء, so لتشربي الماء, to drink water, لتشربي الماء, أليس كذلك, is that not the case, أليس كذلك, is that not the case, again, أنت خرجت من الفصل, لتشربي الماء, you exited from the classroom to drink water. أليس كذلك, is that not the case? Is that not the case? Alhamdulillah. Exercise number 7, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Remember, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. Whenever you feel that it's getting a bit difficult, that's the time that you need to exert yourself more, insha'Allah. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Ta'ammal ma yali, ponder over the following. Al-madari'u al-marfu'u yadhhabu. What's the sign that it is in the marfu' form? The sign is there's a dhamma there, quite clear. Walhamdulillah. Yadhhaba. What's the sign that it is mansub? It's got a fatha. Yadhhabuna. Yadhhabuna. This is marfu'. What's the sign that it is marfu' or it is dhammafied? The fact that there is a noon there. The presence of a noon indicates it is marfu. Below that, tadhhabu, sign that it is marfu, dhammafied. Well, there's a clear dhamma there. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. Tadhhabna, tadhhabna. This one here we said does not change, and so it's mabni. It does not change. Tadhhabu, it's quite clear that it is marfu, and the sign of it being marfu is a dhamma. Tadhhabuna, tadhhabuna, sign that it is marfu is that the thubut and noon, the presence of the noon. Tadhhabina, same thing again, presence of the noon. Tadhhabna, this is mabni, doesn't change. Adhhabu and nadhhabu, quite clear that there's a dhamma there, walhamdulillah. With regards to yadhhaba, well, it's ending with a fatha, and so that's the sign that it is mansub. Yadhhabu, what's the sign that it is mansub in the fatha form? The fact that there is no noon. There is no noon, the disappearance of the noon. Tadhhaba, the fatha is the sign. Tadhhabna, this is mabni, does not change. Tadhhaba, the sign of the fatha. Tadhhabu, that we drop the noon. Tadhhabi, we drop the noon. Tadhhabna, it is mabni, it doesn't change in any context. Adhhaba, it is the fatha. And nadhhaba, it is the fatha. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah. Ponder over the following. Allah, Allah, Jayid, Allah, this arju an tadkhula. I request that you enter. Arju alla tadkhula. I request that you do not enter. I request that you do not enter. Please do not enter. Arju an tajlisa huna. I request that you sit here. Arju alla tajlisa huna. I request that you do not sit here. Arju alla tajlisa huna. I request that you do not sit here. Allah musta'an. Then the calf of like or the calf of similarity. هذه المدرسة كالمسجد. This madrasa is like a masjid. هذه القهوة كالماء. This coffee is like water. حامد كسلان كزميله. Hamid is lazy like his colleague, like his friend. ساعتي كساعتك. ساعتي كساعتك. Jayid, sa'ati ka sa'atika, my watch is like, sa'ati, my watch ka sa'atiki, is like your watch, speaking to a female. Kalimatul jadidatu aadatun aadat, means a habit. Muthafun means a museum. Ulbatun is a bottle. Malabisu, clothing. Hadiqatul hayawanati, the zoo. And saydiliyatun, what does saydiliyatun mean? Saydiliyatun means a pharmacy, walhamdulillah. And with that, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we have completed lesson number 18 of book 2, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, biiznillahi ta'ala, we go through a little bit of vocab, insha'Allah. Barqiyatun means a telegram. Barakatun means baraka, blessing, walhamdulillah. Barnamij, I am going to attend the barnamij. What time is the barnamij? Barnamij means a program. Brother, where is your burhan? Where's your burhan? Burhan means proof. Where's your burhan with regards to this matter? Mibratun, a pencil sharpener. As for bara, yubari, mubaratun, this is to compete with one another. There's a contest between one another. Mubaratun, a match or a game. Britaniyun is a British individual. Britaniyatu is Britain. Bazagal qamaru buzugan. Buzugh means to rise. Bazagh al-qamaru, buzughan, buzughan means to rise. Basata means to spread out something. Busutun or bisatun, this is a carpet. Basman or basama, tabassum, this is to smile. Ibtisam, to smile. Basmala is to say bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Bashar means the human being. And bishara or istibshar, this means to rejoice. Basar means to see or to comprehend something. Basirun, the one with insight. Jayid, the word bid'atu or bid'un, this is a number between 3 to 9, a number between 3 and 9. So for example, bid'atu tullabin, a few students. Wa bid'u talibatin, a few female students. Batatas, brother, please, can I have some extra batatas? Batatas, potato. And battun is a duck. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, before we end off, let us take our second qa'ida from qawa'id nabawiyyah. Qawa'id nabawiyyah, these are prophetic maxims. Walhamdulillah, we've done 50 Quranic maxims, and then we had started with prophetic maxims. We did the first one, innamal a'malu binniyat. Few words, vast in its meaning. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we take another maxim today, insha'Allah. And this maxim is, man ahdatha fi amrina, whoever innovates in our affair, whoever innovates in our deen, ma laysa minhu, that which is not from it, fahuwa rad, it is rejected back upon him. We find that Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he states that this here is a qa'ida azima min qawa'id al-Islam. It is a pillar of, it is a principle, major principle in al-Islam. Wahuwa min jawami'i kalimihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's from the few words of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which were very, very comprehensive. فَإِنَّهُ صَرِيحٌ فِي رَدْ كُلْ بِدْعَ وَالْمُخْتَرَعَاتِ, because this is a refutation of all types of bid'ah and innovations. That was the word, not of Imam al-Nawawi, but rather the words of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah. We also find that Imam al-Nawawi, he stated that this is mizan lil a'mal fi batiniha. This hadith, in reality, it is a mizan. It is a mizan of your actions. This is a mizan of your apparent actions. And the hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat, it is the scale or the mizan with regards to your inward actions, you know, your intentions, etc. So that hadith revolves around everything inside, and this hadith here about innovation, dealing with everything outward. Walhamdulillah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, your intention, you want to put it in place, check the intention, innamal a'malu bil niyat hadith. And then your action, you did something, is this from Islam? Is this what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, etc.? And if it's not, then it is rejected back upon you. Walhamdulillah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that whoever innovates in our deen is perfect. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. As Imam Malik rahimahullah has stated that the one who says I found something better, in reality he is finding fault with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did and completed his mission and gave us everything that we required knowing. And so one should be careful, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, with regards to innovating in the deen. We're not talking about innovating in terms of the dunya. You can do what you want in terms of the dunya, but we are talking about innovation in the deen. Brother says, you know what, it's now winter and Salatul Fajr, it's a bit too early, and so rather we will pray at 8:30, more people will attend, and so it will be better, inshallah. Somebody else says that, you know what, when we have the janazah salah, we don't have that number of people attending, and so we should give the adhan for salatul janazah. Somebody else comes along and he says, you know what, that now it's summer and salatul isha is a bit too late, and so every day we will join between our salatul Maghrib and our Salatul Isha. Every single day we will do this because that's the better thing to do. Allahu musta'an. Somebody else says, you know what? Polygamy, this was something which was allowed during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but today those needs are not really around, and so it is haram now. It is impermissible. It is not allowed. It's haram in the deen for somebody to get married more than once. Allahu musta'an. These are all innovations in the deen, and they are all rejected back upon the individual who innovated. Others of other religions, it was a free for all. And so what in reality remains of the original religion? Very, very little, unfortunately. Hayyakum Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best of what our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked for. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك العبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.